Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from High Point, North Carolina, is Brandon Culpepper, the Vice President of Specialty Sales with Mohawk Home. Brandon, how you doing?
Fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being our correspondent at the show. The show started on Saturday and runs until Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about traffic.
It is very well attended. We've really been here since Thursday. And so one of the things we've noticed about this show is there's a lot of people that come in advance of the official start date. So we've been busy for several days now, and we're still going strong at the moment.
Now, High Point, I know there's two shows a year, the spring and the fall. How does this one differ?
October, of course, the year's pretty well done with as far as people's planning on product, but they do look for some promotional opportunities to get in for the end of the year. A lot of times it's Black Friday oriented, so it's not as strategic maybe as the April market is, where you're really looking down the barrel of the year, but there is a lot of activity.
And how have rug sales gone so far this year?
Rug sales have been pretty good. We've seen a lot of change in the market, and obviously there's different companies getting into rugs now than used to have them. There's a big trend toward furniture companies looking more to expand the category. So we've seen some growth in that vein. And we've also seen some people who are just purely interested in rug retail expand what they do and also get more serious about e-commerce. And so as that's grown and just hard surface in general has grown, that's helped put some momentum behind rugs. So we're in the process of trying to really grow our business in rugs right now.
What would you say that the rug sale trends is this year versus last year? I mean, are you looking for mid-single-digit growth?
I think in general the industry should be up about 2 to 3% year over year. We hope to outpace that a bit by taking some market share and also just some general organic growth with our account base. I know one of the things we benefit from is better service in rugs, and that's just the consumer demanding convenience and demanding value. That's driven a lot by e-commerce and then by retail in general. Made in America is our message, and because we do make it here, we a lot of times we can get business because we've got some immediacy, and we can show a product and turn around and ship it immediately. And so we've really tried to focus on that side of it because I feel like imports are harder because you have to wait 90 to 120 days to get stock in. And as that's declined to some degree, I think that American made is on the increase. And that's really what we're trying to focus on is product that we make rather than product that we import.
Yeah, most people know, Karastan, you make your products in Eden, North Carolina, in a plant that Marshall Field originally built, right?
Right, exactly. It's been there a while, still going strong. So we make a lot of our product there. Our wool product is actually made in Eden. And then our synthetic products, which are becoming more and more important, are made in Sugar Valley, Georgia. So it's all American made, half of it in Georgia and the other side in North Carolina.
And we're continuing to see this trend from a channel perspective where majority are a good part of the business is moving to e-commerce?
Absolutely. Well, I think it's going omni-channel is kind of the word that's used, where the people who are digital, like the websites, want a brick-and-mortar presence. The people who have a brick-and-mortar presence want e-commerce. And so everybody's trying to get all sides of this thing figured out so they can get the consumer wherever they are. We do know that consumers research rugs online before they buy them. Even if they don't buy them online, they want to know about it and how it looks and what price it is and how it's made and who made it. And then they'll research that and go maybe pick it up in a brick-and-mortar store. So everybody is trying to figure that out. But more and more are sold online, so that's becoming more and more important. As it seems, the consumer is perfectly happy to see it in two dimensions and order it and take it into their home that way. So it's a new world out there for sure.
And what are the sweet spots from a price point perspective and from a design perspective? Another way, but by design, I mean traditional, transitional, contemporary, that kind of thing.
There's still a very strong traditional market, but the colors have to be right. I think that the color is what drives rug sales in any environment, and the traditional market is still strong. We've seen a tremendous amount of growth in the casual look that is easy to decorate with and not quite hard contemporary, but somewhere in that transitional zone between traditional and contemporary, and that continues to grow. So you'll see a lot of traditional and transitional, easy casual type looks out in the market right now.
Now, you're launching a new license here, aren't you?
We are. We've got a new license here in High Point called Patina V. Patina V was founded by Sarah Willett, who is just an amazing designer who's got everything now from cowboy boots to Thimware, and she also does rugs with us, and she actually designs the rugs, and we're excited because she has a very unique look. She's a big part of the creative behind Anthropology. It's just she has a lot of product in there, and if you everybody knows that look, that's really what she's all about. And she's teamed up with Kerastan to bring a new line of rugs to market that's been very successful here in High Point. So we're having a big event with her tonight. She's going to be actually in our showroom, and we've invited just about our entire dealer base to come and meet her and just kind of get the word out about what we're doing with Patina V.
And what price points are you selling those rugs?
The price point wise, we're between the retail for a 5x8 would be between about $199 and about $499. So that is where things have really settled in. That's where the volume seems to be at the moment. And the challenge is to put as much value and creativity and different constructions into those price points. And so a lot of what you see in our showroom really falls into those price points right now.
The license, is that in the same range?
It is. What she does with us really falls across several different qualities, but they're all within those same price points. Most of our historical wool product falls above that. That's still a very important part of what we do, but it's more specific to flooring retail. And some carpet retailers and rug retailers have like our Axminster wool rugs that go up to about a $1,500 retail for a 6x9. And then we have some wool rugs that are also made on a different machine, a Vandewiel loom that are in the range of $799 to $999 for a 6x9. So we try to cover all the bases, but we do see a lot more growth in those medium price points right now than we do in the upper price points.
Are people that your customers that you're visiting with there, are they ramping up for Christmas? Are they expecting a strong Christmas this year?
It's been a weird fall. These retailers here that come to this show were tremendously affected by the weather in the fall, even if they weren't in Texas or Florida. And it's affected the way you distribute product around the country. It's affected the flow of things, and it's really affected the psyche of the consumer. And I think we're just kind of getting our way through that right now. They do expect to have a much better fourth quarter than third quarter. We feel like there's a lot of pent-up demand there. And as some of these places that got so hard hit by storms start to recover, I think that'll be a benefit to the rug business and the flooring business in general. So they're coming out of kind of a negative situation and moving into a more positive one. The energy here has been very good, though.
You know, I don't know if you saw or not, but the consumer sentiment number came out a week or so ago, and it's the highest it's been since 2004. So some articles I've read are expecting the consumer to spend some money this fall.
Yes, absolutely. We've heard that, and are hopeful that comes through, and it's exciting to hear that. We've been waiting a long time to hear things like that, so that's really good news.
Great. Well, Brandon, I appreciate you giving us an update on what's going on in High Point. Again, been talking to Brandon Culpepper, the Vice President of Specialty Sales with Mohawk Home from High Point, North Carolina, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.